figures back in 2008 were around €4.3 million. Today, in 2018, they're just over €2 million per annum. So it's more than half, even though Donegal faces one of the most serious challenges in terms of unemployment, low wages, economic disadvantage. That's been well known for years. There's very few counties or regions that endure the same challenges that we do. So that's absolutely shocking that our funding is halved. And even more galling is government spin in recent weeks announcing this funding as if it was additional or new funding, when in reality it's actually been cut in half, and our people in need across Donegal have been denied the supports that they actually deserved and required over that time.
And the figures are there to show the disadvantage of the areas in Donegal. So rather than the government tackling this, they're halving the funding.
Indeed. And for many years, those of us who have worked in community development or in politics are fully aware of the realities in Donegal. And that reflects the partition, the neglect of our county by the political establishments that have been based in Dublin over the years. So it is a real kick in the teeth when they cut our funding in half and then make a spin announcement. You would think we were getting €10 million in new money, when in reality we're stuck with half the money that we had 10 years ago for the next 5 years. This is a reality that those who work at the coalface in community development, those who work helping those in poverty, those in unemployment, those who need help, those who need a lift up in this county, those who work at that front line know the facts. And now we have these numbers following questions that we've submitted, and government need to wake up and smell the coffee about the neglect of Donegal.